Joshua chapter 1, in the 8th verse, we shall do our consideration there, and then we shall be reading together as it is our custom. If you then say amen, it's on the screen, so if you can't find it, just use the screen as your Bible. Amen. We're going to read after the count of two. This is just one verse. One, two, go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. How many times did you have the word then? In that verse, how many times did you have the word then? Twice, am I correct? So, he says, if you meditate, then, if you meditate, observe the Lord that is living therein, then, certain things will happen when you do what you're supposed to do. Am I correct? Thank you. Psalm 1 in verse 1 to verse 3. Psalm 1 in verse 1 to 3. I'll read verse 1, you come in verse 2, and then I'll round up in verse 3. Blessed is the man that worketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2, everybody. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall work. Talk to me, shall work. How many of you want to see what you do prosper? Okay, then I'm going to ask you a question. What did the Bible say is the key to making whatsoever you do to prosper? What did the Bible say is the key? How many of you have been trying to make things to prosper? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Now, how many of you were saved before God that meditation is your practice? But you meditate on the word day and night. With that, all liars will be reported. Amen. Okay, now wait a minute. Now, this is just about 0.7%. We are not even up to 10%. But how many of you have been trying to prosper? Wait a minute. Now, keep it up. Be waving it up. Now, turn around while we're going to look at your friends. Wait there, Baba. So we're many, eh? We've been trying to make it prosper. Am I correct? Okay, fine. Now, how many of us, again, have been consciously committing ourselves to the act of meditation on the word, day and night? Wait there, Baba. Now, again, look around. See how. Where are the rest? So my question is, how can you ignore the key and want the door to open? How can you ignore the key and want to see the door open? That's why this morning I welcome everyone. The special service, because God is going to drop something unique in your hands. In the mighty. Are you feeling already that something good is about to happen to you? Oh, come on, talk to me. It was an awesome service this morning with the first service. It's such a powerful service. Amen. Yes, I encourage you. Get the CD if you were not here. Of course, get the CD and let it bless you. This morning, I'm speaking to you on one of the secrets of supernatural success. You want to have supernatural success? One of the keys. Meditation. I'd like you to shake hands with one or two or three persons and tell them good morning. It's time.
Yeah, it's time for meditation. Father, we thank you for this moment. We pray that you will take those words and win them by the power of your Spirit and cause them to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Meditation is a powerful spiritual force that guarantees uncommon success. Meditation is a powerful spiritual force that guarantees supernatural success. It is not a matter of trial or error. Meditation delivers at all times. Meditation works. Meditation is not a game of assumption. Meditation produces uncommon results. Meditation happens in the mind. And that is why the devil will constantly attack your mind. Because he knows if your mind is at a state of rest and engages itself in meditation, the results will be phenomenal. The reason why you lost your car is not because of the car. The car was lost so that your mind should not be there. The reason why you lost a friend, why you lost a job, is not the job itself. Because if your mind can walk, your life will walk. Of all the things that you can lose in this world, please, don't lose your mind. You can lose friends. If you don't lose your mind, you will get new friends. You can lose a job. If you don't lose your mind, you will get another job. If you lose a business contract, if you don't lose your mind, you will get another contract. If you lose a wife or lose a husband, if you don't lose your mind, you will get another one. There are men that will marry you with pregnancy. But please let me qualify who they can marry. They will only marry a woman that carries potential. If you are an asset and you are pregnant with 7 children, there is a man that will marry you because you are an asset. If you are single and there's liability on your forehead and you are 20 years old, men will not get close to you. Your mind decides whether you will be an asset or a liability. If your mind is non-productive, your life will be non-productive. The world you command outside is determined by the world you command inside. In essence, true riches begin inside before it shows forth outside. That is why those who become rich outside and are not rich inside will soon lose what they have outside. It is commonly said, think and grow rich. What that means is that if your mind is rich in the place of thinking, your hands will handle wealth. It's a matter of time. So the battles that you face are all masterminded by the enemy to ensure that you don't engage your mind in productive thinking. Help me touch someone around you and see things. Praise God. In a very busy world like the one ourselves in now, everybody's in a hurry, everybody's in a rush. In a busy world like ours, in a noisy world like ours, those who engage in the act of meditation are those who rise to the top. In a busy world like we find ourselves in, those who engage their mind in productive thinking, those who engage their minds in meditation are those who rise to the top. If you can't think slowly, you won't see quickly. In essence, if you want your sight to be sharp, you will need to make sure that your mind is clear. until your mind is clear, your sight will not be sharp. So we always say, clear your mind so that you can sharpen your sight. Most of my time, I'll go straight into defining what meditation is. And then we hope to preach after that. Take some notes, because you may not have any notes to take later. So meditation is the act, an act of engaging your mind on God's word. Meditation is an act whereby you engage your mind on God's word, in order to release the power inherent in the word. I hope I can still be a little bit clearer, because some of you just have English. Every word of God carries in it the power to deliver what the word promises. Every word from God carries within it the power to deliver what the word promises. For instance, the word on healing carries within it the power to believe in it, the power to heal. So if I meditate on the word of healing, I will unlock the power hidden in that word. And what will that power do to me, sir? It will bring water to my body. Talk to me. So meditation is the act of engaging your mind on God's word in order to unlock the power that is in the word. I have had several men of God testify. Talk about Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland was poor, absolutely poor, really broke. Until one day he encountered Paul John Bass. I wish I could call him, but how many years prospered being here, even as I so prospered. And listen to me. Now, he stopped. You know, when it comes to meditation, you don't rush to read the scriptures. See, the number of scripture you know is not what will change your life. It is the one that you unlock that will change your life. Can I say that again? The number of scripture you know won't change your life. You can quote scripture like a it won't change your life. You are free to know dates, you are free to know message translation, New Living Translation, Continuous Living Translation. You are free to know any translation of the Bible. It won't change your life. It is the scripture that you unlock that will change your life. Maybe as good as that way. It is the scripture that you unlock that will unlock your destiny. You don't need too many scriptures for your life to change. You just need to figure out one scripture that carries something that your destiny needs. Stay on it. Be like your mother hen. Brood on it until it delivers for you what can change your life. I see Christians who know so many scriptures that I have not talked about the world. They can quote scriptures. But that's the effect on their life. And then you have one man. You have someone like Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts was in the days of Real Depression America, where the common food they eat there was rice, and so many of them were having polygyny. It was a very terrible time. They were all broke. And no one knew. Oral Roberts was just reading the word of God, and then he stumbled again on John Bosco. You know, but I wish I would offer the down ministers, even as I still prosper. And then as he was looking at that scripture, he kept meditating on it, Suddenly, he unlocked the power that is in the word. And the next thing he began to say was that I am not broke, I am prosperous, I am wealthy. And then the next thing he began to announce is I am wealthy. And people were looking at him, you are still broke, what are you saying? He said, don't worry, it's a matter of time. I am wealthy. And he kept on confessing what was in the word, because he has discovered the power in that word. And over time, the power in the word he found turned his life around. Oral Roberts, the man who didn't have food to eat, turned out to be the one who built one of the most famous universities we have today, Oral Roberts University. Fantastic ministry. God has blessed him tremendously well, of course. He lived to see an old age and enjoyed the benefits of the kingdom. Amen. And then we also have a man by the name Kenneth Hagin. How many of you have heard about Kenneth Hagin? Kenneth Hagin was on the sick bed. He was about to die. In fact, his mother has already brought their pastor. The pastor's come to pray because everybody has to sleep. well, bye-bye, see you again when we meet in heaven. And while everybody watched, everybody walked out of the place, and they can turn over to the Word of God, and then he was looking at the Scripture. He was not going to rush. He was not interested in reading the whole of Mark chapter 11. He stopped in verse 21. And as he stopped in 21, 22, 23, he kept on looking at that Scripture. If he would say to this mountain, be thou removed, and all of that, he, thou shalt have whatsoever thou sayest. And he kept on, you shall have whatsoever you say. And he kept on, you shall have whatsoever. He kept on meditating on that Scripture until something entered him. He unlocked the power in the Scripture by engaging his mind continuously on that one verse. You are too much in a hurry to read the Bible, and you are not focused on finding the one that will change your life.
I told him in the first service, I said, you can be like Elijah, if he has it. I'll be around Elijah. I'm not going to take him
from that. Let me say something. Miracles are okay. God didn't expect you as a Christian to live by miracles. Christians are not to pursue miracles. Christians are to live by principles. Remove your head from several places where people just lay hands on everybody there. So meditation is the process, the act, whereby you engage your mind on God's word until you unlock the power that is in that word.
What time my life around was 32 verse 20. I'm 35 by 27. Let him stop with John. Let him see the truth. Lord, my divine word, pleasure, the prosperity of the seven. This was 1996, so get about. I was just in the room, and then, you know, because I was at that time, I was a pro, amen. I was a pro. And as a pro, I go to preach, and then we'll come back. You know what a pro is? It was my growing was so bad that my younger son was not motivated by my Christian life to become a child of God. My son would look at me and say, this is my sister that went to church. My sister. My sister would look at me and say, this look at my elder brother look at me. My heart is sad. Pastor, that standard was a sign. Amen. It was a faithful standard. The Lord protected the standard. The standards never wear out. God just kept renewing the life of that standard. Yes, God believed. The soul won out by the joy was that. Do you know those kind of standards that the souls are replaceable? So God really helped me that standard. Then I have this Silos kind of trouser, was ash color, so ash blue, something there about. And that trouser, man of God, I don't know how God just helped that trouser. God gave that. So I will wash it in the night, iron it in the morning, and the trouser goes to work. It's committed. It's faithful. When you talk about loyalty, I saw it in that trouser. Dependable, fixed, not changing is, you know, really, I mean, I wish human beings to be like that trouser. Fixed, dedicated. And so when I try to preach to my sisters, you laugh, I say, you, why did I cry to God? Because I go to preach and I come back, man of God, no food to eat. And then, thank God for a young girl who happened to be one of our converts, and her mother sells smoked fish. Anybody know how they call smoked fish here?
If you don't, you'll need to get back to the mother's womb and be born again.
So,
and then we get smoked fish. And we get, anybody know what they call Gerion sausage? Gerion sausage, you don't know? Please, in case you're watching from anywhere, don't go look for a chemical combination called Gerion sausage. You will never find one. Gear of sulfur in Nigeria is called Gary. It's called Gary. The Gary is the Sabbath floor, amen. Oh, man, Leon is here, so let me make it easy for Leon to catch up with. Okay, now, Leon, you know cassava, right? Fantastic. Now, when you get cassava, you peel it off, you grind it, you make powder out of it, and then you fry it. Is that okay? You get rid of the water. Is that okay? Now what you have left may look like a trap to you.
Oh, mama.
Leon, I'm going to get it right next time when you come. And I get smoked fish for you. You will testify in the U.S. You tell them how good our God is. I became so angry. Why is life like this, Lord? And then the Lord showed me His word. And I stayed there. Let them shout for joy. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified. Who has pleasure in their prosperity? Is that your scripture? Who takes water? Which has pleasure in the prosperity of water? Of water? When my son says, okay, wait, let's talk here. I said, with the Lord. So when I say, be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified. God said, he'll come back. You want me to be magnified? Prosper. Let the Lord be magnified, which takes pleasure in what? The prosperity of his servant. So I did not know that servants of God were designed to prosper. So my prosperity potential shut down. But as soon as I saw that scripture, it was no longer in context. It was no longer in question whether God wanted me to prosper. The next question then was, how shall I prosper? And then God said to me, he said, so when I sent you to this world, he said, I did not send you to depend on anybody. I put in you all it takes to prosper in life. He said, I will show them to you. Number one, he said, your mouth is one of the key. Your thinking faculty, I gave it to you. The way you think, the way you articulate things, I gave that to you. Now put all of them together, look into the society, where is there a need? If there's a need, package something that is coming from your mind, coming from your mouth, put them all together, and let society benefit from that. As you render service, engage your mind with the word of God. Dwell in the world until the power in the world is unlocked. I can multiply stories for you of men and women whose lives have been changed by meditating on the word of the Almighty God. Meditation involves turning scripture into picture. Meditation requires that you turn scripture into picture. If you really want the word of God to bless you, don't just read the word, see the word. Meaning as you are reading it, try to imagine what is being said. Try to imagine the reality of what is being said. Meditation involves turning scriptures into pictures. It also involves seeing what God is saying. Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, I will stand me upon my watchtower. He said, and I will see what the Lord shall say. You hear what he said, you don't see what he said. It is meditation that makes you see what he said. For with men, this is impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. You stop there. You close your eyes. If you have an iPod, get instrumentals. Put instrumentals. Put up the light in your house. For with men, this is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Close your eyes and be vigilant. With men, this is. So that's the first thing you need to try to. This with men is impossible. This, which one is this? This my situation with men is impossible. This my car is impossible with men. This my house is impossible with men. And in your mind, you're not beginning to say, but not with God, but with God. All not. Can you imagine that? The Bible says that you are thinking about this that is impossible with men. Now, God is saying if you come into the world of meditation, you will discover that all things are possible, not just this one. That is why they say meditation is a world where the mind is free. Meditation is a world where the mind is free to dream at nobody's cost. It doesn't cost you anything to dream. meditated about the possibility, engaged his mind in thinking about the possibility of sending spacecraft to the moon. Today we have spacecraft going to the moon. Somebody talked about having 700 or 300, 400 passengers locked up in something called
an airline or an air carrier. And today that is a possibility.
Boeing 787 and all kinds of jumbo jets and the rest of that. Somebody imagine that. Isn't it possible for us to have a situation whereby you have people sitting on the first layer of an aircraft and then you have people first class who are sitting on top? Somebody has came and said, look, sorry, must everybody be sitting on the straight line like in the church service? So a new aircraft is coming out. A new aircraft is coming out. Guess where passengers are going to be sitting? On the wings. Yes. I wish I could show you that here. That's what I teach at the Institute of National Transportation. I teach them on innovation. There's an aircraft now, sir. We're passing. Passengers don't sit like this anymore. Passengers sit out. You see those wings? They carry passengers now. The mind has limitless potentials. The only place where the mind seems not to be working is in church. We pray in tongues and don't engage our mind. Oh Lord,
Father, I'm calling upon thee. Should I wear a shoe? Trek. My son, trek. Oh Lord, oh my God, should I go to school? No, my son. Don't bother going to school. Stay at home. Oh my God, shall I provide for my family? No. Angels are coming with manna from heaven. They are coming. You even think about it. In the days when we didn't have Nigerians, angels were coming with answer. Angels were coming with answer from heaven. Non-material things, they were coming from heaven. And the Bible says the priest of Pascha was still there. You imagine if an angel is coming from heaven with manna for your house. What do you think the prince of Nigeria will do? A prince that has been hungry for you. Hello, sir. Have you not read the book? They say, think and what, sir? We touch your neighbor. Say, put your mind to work. You cannot be stranded in a city like this. This city carries too much potential for you to be stranded. Right here in this church, your money is here. You just need to engage your mind to find product services, to find solutions that can better the lives of people and produce income for you.
Oh Lord, help me. And God is in my soul. You too, help me.
Father, I'm about to wear. Lord, you know that I'm about to wear. And the Lord says, my son, I know. I can see. Before you go through me, my son, I know you will wear. Therefore, Lord, you know. I'm about to have a wife. No children? Yeah? Lord, I need you to provide a house. Lord, provide me seed. What have you been doing with your life? God, you're so skilled in heaven. He's the same favor for heaven to come and measure you. Angels will leave the assignment and come for an irresponsible son on earth and come and take the measurement of his trouser and then go to heaven and engage another angel the sewing machine. To come and so if they bring you clothes from heaven, should you wear it? If they bring you clothes from heaven and say, our son, we brought you clothes from heaven, would you accept it? Would you wear such a clothes on your wedding day? I'll be telling people, see, clothes they brought me from heaven is a testament that you are an irresponsible son.
Every time you're in Abuja with Ghana must go back. The money I came into, I thought Abuja was a joke. I thought it was easy to see it in TV. I saw the picture on TV, I thought it was an easy city. Enter here with money I thought was going to help me. 3 days later, the money expired. And I stayed in the worst of hotels in those cities. There was cockroach in the hotel. I was awake at the Jesus. Me and cockroach in the same room. Not too far from Minister Madison's house. No, I'm not saying your house, I mean very close. There's a hotel. I'll take you there one. Just go and show you where I started.
Enter the hotel by some 3 days!
He says, will you continue tonight? I said, I'm checking out myself. My money was finished. Also, so the question is, how do I survive in the city? And my ministry has not started. Oh Lord, send me money. Print money, Naira, print it in heaven. Let it fall down. If it falls its way here, will you get with it? Are you aware of the priest sitting there? The priest of who said, the priest, they will allow money to reach you.
So in order not to let them take what belongs to God, I will teach you
how to make wealth. May God not let your certificate become your limitation. I'm a zoologist. Go enter the zoo. How many zoos do you have in Abuja here? I'm a zoologist. How many zoos do you have here? Can you see how jobless you are already? I don't understand. Pastor, anoint my certificate by CV. I must get a job in this city. For as what? Zoologist. We don't have lion here. We don't have tiger. The one we have, God, if they see you as a zoo, they will eat you as a zoo. Everything comes from the same thing. I'm rusty.
So, meditation involves seeing what God is saying. It ultimately involves displacing your wrong beliefs and replacing them with the truth from God's word. Displacing your wrong beliefs and replacing them with God's word. Now listen to me. This is why I like to go to church. And honestly, even if I'm not a member of Harvest House, I will want to go to a church like this one. Because I would like to go to a church where by the time I'm leaving the service, a wrong belief system in me has been displaced by the entrance of truth.
If you are clapping, is that out of jealousy or something? How many of you will testify that coming here constantly has been displacing wrong beliefs the way you are serious about it?
That's what we're here for. Being transformed, how? By the anointing of your head with oil? No, how, sir? By the renewing of your mind. All those chunks they told you when you were growing up, all those chunks that you believe when you were growing up, somebody needs to move those chunks out of your mind. The world doesn't know you yet. You are yet to fully manifest. And what is covering your manifestation are the belief systems that keep you down. Somebody has to tell you that even though they call you a non-entity in your family, somebody needs to tell you here that you are a gift to this world. And if you don't like a job like this, you can go somewhere else. Somebody will tell you, listen, we are the star. You can follow us. We are the most important people. You are just behind us.
So as we talk about meditation, let's also focus on one thing here. Since you know what meditation is, let me quickly tell you what you need to meditate upon and what you should not meditate upon. So I think we should start with what you should not meditate upon. So we don't forget, we say meditation is turning scripture into picture. Meditation is just, it's about turning thoughts, turning words, turning events into picture. Is that okay? So let's visualize. Alright, so let's become more specific. Now, what are the things that you must not meditate upon? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Remember ye not the former things.
neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Number one, stop meditating on past experience. Of past experiences that holds no future benefits. Stop meditating on past experiences that holds no future benefits. Stop meditating on past experiences that holds no future benefits. I was in secondary school towards my final year, and there was this girl from my kept by name, I'll mention her father's name. My father was a senior man in Bata in those days. She uses gas. And from anybody that uses gas in those days, was not a normal human being. Was children of every disease, you know? Even if you are local. So just put on the glasses, you upgrade your living. Have you seen the disease as the same today? Once you put on goggles on your face, you upgrade your quality. Your, even though there's nothing in your pores, it makes you look as if you have something. Am I close to you? Are we in the house? Am I real or what? You think I'm out of thoughts? Oh, I'm always in the presence of God. I don't know what's happening in your world. Are you?
Crazy.
So my God, I saw from my girl, fantastic girl. She was the only girl that competed with me in English language in my school. That fantastic girl speaks clean English. And I started praying. Oh Lord, this is a good secondary superstar. I don't know what came upon me. I don't know what kind of spirit it was that. I started reading on my face. Like, if you laugh at my business, thou shalt share your own. No house squatting with my mother, who was also squatting in the squatters of. Somehow it didn't work. How's that? Now you imagine if I had sat down by the rivers of Babylon, meditating over that event, how would I have met the reunion? Looking back now, I was only going to marry English, not the white. It was English I wanted to marry, not white. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The woman of rivers said, I don't know. I've not yet seen the person I should marry. And I said, can you tell me exactly what you're the man? The brother says in this man's school, you know I'm a minister of the gospel. So I need a mobile pastor that will complement my ministry. Yeah. The pastor, you know, when I come on stage, my wife, she complements my ministry. I have to explain for that. I don't understand. It doesn't go down. You know, what I mean is that when she stands, members should be able to respect me. I mean, because of my. I said, you know what I can tell you? I said, you don't need a wife. What you need is a Bible. I mean, what you need is a model. I said, so what? Stop looking for her in the church. I said, go to where they are doing beauty shows. Where I look for the most beautiful woman there and marry her as a wife. So that's the way you can use to market your ministry. Are you what I'm saying now? Somebody, the pastor, I want to marry a woman that knows scripture. I said, then go to Bible College. Find the most graduating woman, the most successful lady who graduated the best in scripture, hermeneutics, or homiletics and exegesis. Marry her so that you marry scripture. And then you get to know that women that know too much scripture, they are not careful, don't have to cook. When you are hungry, you must never be offended. If you want to eat, there's no food in your house, tell her Romans chapter 4, give it to me. Psalm 4, 2, mix it. Mix it with Psalm 6. Oh yeah, poor Philippians 2 or 2. The devil is a liar. And that's why we're having a lot of divorce. Are you looking for a wife or are you looking for a Bible student? Are you looking for a wife or a catwalk woman? That's why I compromise it. My wife was not to do catwalk. So marry a cat, when you get into the house, the dog will show up. So, sorry, how did you get there? What are we looking for? Yeah? taking on your past experiences that carries no future benefit. Number two, stop meditating on useless words spoken by people who have no clue about the future. Blind people, myopic human beings who can see beyond their nose. People don't even understand their own life, making judgments about their own life. People who use your immediate circumstance to judge your future potential. I would say that today you are living based on the words that some irresponsible, some individuals who don't know their left from their right. I would say that your life is governed by their words. Everybody, your neighbor, say, let it go.
What men leave behind in terms of material things, it's not as important as the words they leave behind with women. Look at you. I'm sorry you don't gotta leave me. You know, it's something I'll do, but you know. And the bozo is gone for almost 6 years now, but you've never been, you put cosmetic, when you put Mary Kay out, you look at the mirror, you're ugly.
You won't see who you are, you will see what he said.
Your forehead looks a little more expanded.
And so when you know one thing about words? Words have the capacity to magnify what you have been told by truth. So somebody say your forehead is big, you look at the mirror, you will see your forehead expanded. Then the next thing you will say, meditating on the words of people, limited human beings, people who have no vision, no foresight, people who are not articulate, who don't understand the future, people who can see the end of things like God can see the end and cause the things that be not as though they were. Don't allow such kind of people to look at you and put a label on your life. I take that label off my life, no label on my destiny, no label from the past. You call me limited, call me short. I take such labels out. What you say may be the truth. The reality is, it is not my destiny. Stop meditating on useless words. Some of you, your father told you,
you know you are the worst child I ever had. You know, for my children, the only one that brings me sorrow is you. You let her think about what you give back to you. That's why everything turned upside down this family. Daddy, I was not responsible for what went upside down. Your decisions turned your family upside down. I'm not responsible for your life. Unfortunately, many of you were told this kind of statements, you've not been able to free yourself today because you're still living in what your father said.
Number three,
is it three or four now?
Stop meditating on the several defeats, mistakes, and failures you have experienced before now. It happened, wake up and move on. John C. Maxwell is saying forward. In actual fact, failure is indicating that you're making progress. Because those who are moving nowhere don't fail. So when you fail, rise up and start intelligently all over again. Mistake simply means I was supposed to take something and I missed it and took something else.
Mistake. I was supposed to take this one. I missed it and I took this one. So if I miss, took, I can took, drop. Is that okay? Did you hear what I said? That's what I'm making this work with.
If you have taken something wrongly, what do you do? Drop it. Why build a monument around your mistake? And then you invite the world to come and be paid to come and watch the mistake of your life.
Sorry, the reason why I left this issue here. Come, call all of you, come inside. That's why. Please, stop moving. That's true. 1964. Oh, God. the valley of the sheep. See, if you go to American Space Museum, the things they put there are things that can inspire you to pursue the future. They put the aircraft of the Wright brothers. They put the Apollo 11 there. They put things that can inspire you to move to the future. What is the value of your suit? The mistake, what is the value? Why remind us about it? Why take your children to your mistake for God's sake? Why build a monument around your past? It is worthless. There is no historical value both in the past, present, and the future in that story. What shall our life look like by listening to this foolish story you are telling us? How much money shall come to us by virtue of this mistake you have made? Let it go. Let me begin to drive you. Number what now?
You are reading the book.
Stop meditating on the several opportunities that you have lost before now. You have lost them. They are gone. Is that okay now? Brace up now for the new opportunities that are coming your way. Learn from the ones you have missed and prepare for the ones that are coming. So that you don't come again tomorrow regretting over the ones you missed yesterday. Learn the lessons from yesterday and prepare for the opportunities coming today. Finally, stop meditating on those who walked out of your life. If they walked out, they were not supposed to be in. And in life, one of the greatest gifts you must have is the gift of what? I'm not hearing. The gift of what? Say it again. The gift of what? Goodbye. Everyone should say goodbye. Do it for everyone. Greet like they greet in the kings. Goodbye. Let it go. He's carrying my shoe away. That's the shoe you bought last year. New shoes have come out now for God's sake. He's gone with my blessed iron. For God's sake, let that bless Philip. Honestly, does it sound like I'm in the book here? Does it sound like we're talking practical things here? You'll be shocked to know what you see in the past. Useless things you can meditate on that stops them from moving into the future. What should you meditate on? Number one, meditate on God's word in your life. Meditate on God's workings in your life. Psalm 77, verse 11 to 12. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely, I will remember the wonders of old. Verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work. And talk of thy doings. I will meditate also of all thy work. That's what to meditate on. Meditate on the work of God. Psalm 143, verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. Those are the things to meditate on. Meditate on the works of God. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul, thirsted after thee, as a thirsty land seeker. Meditate on what you have survived. Those are the things to meditate on. Meditate on what you have survived. How many of you have survived something here? Survive poverty, survive sin, survive lack, survive sorrow, pain, divorce, death, and the rest of that. How many of you have survived anything? Really wave your hand. Meditate on what you survived. Number two. Meditate on where you are going to. It has not yet appeared what you shall look like. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed. Meditate on the great future that now lies ahead of you. Number three, meditate on what you can still become, not what you have been. Meditate on what you can still become. This is not my end. Amen. Stop judging me by where I am. There's more to me than meets the eye. I'm a work in progress, evolving towards a greater future. My destiny cannot be tainted or limited by the things that have happened to me in the past. I'm an emerging man. Things are happening. My destiny is blossoming. I'm unfolding like a caterpillar. I may be at the pupa stage today, but please don't make conclusions about me. Because though I'm at the pupa stage, it doesn't mean that this is all I will ever become.
I will soon become a caterpillar. And don't think also because a caterpillar doesn't look beautiful. When you see a caterpillar, there are so many spikes around it that makes it look ugly. But please don't also snap my picture. If you snap my picture, you will delete it because that's not the final picture of what I shall become. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you will see a beautiful butterfly emerge from the cocoons, from the webs, from the past, the history that was a caterpillar, a pupa, an imago. You will see me emerge. This is not how I will always look. In my future, I see a Samoan with well-threaded beard. In my future, I see a Samoan with some, you know, can I share my dream a little bit? In my future, I see a Samoan with some palm sandals, some big sandals, and some big shorts, and some big tops. And I see myself with a dark shade under some coconut tree, somewhere in the Bahamas, Tahiti Island, somewhere in the whole God, in the Jamaican island, using coconut shell to drink water. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? I see that in my future. I see me traveling first class. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? I see me riding the best of cars, living in the best of houses. I see swimming pool in my house. I see basketball court in my house. I rebuke every spirit of envy, not making you to shout a big amen. Your destiny will be greater than mine. Your future will be better than mine. If you receive a shout of big amen in the house of God, meditate on what you can still become. This is not my end. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God? Let me walk up to seven people and tell them this is not my end. This is not my end. I'm not dying like this. I'm not writing my obituary. Not making conclusions. There's so much to be said about me. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man. What God has in store for his people. While you remain standing, I will begin to declare the blessing on your life. Meditate on the gifts and on the talent that God has blessed you with. Stop looking at those who are gifted. You are also gifted. I may be able to speak on the stage. You may not be able to speak like me. But you can think in the way I can think. You are gifted. You are loaded. You are blessed. Stop allowing somebody's gift to make you feel inferior. God never creates inferior people. God only creates different people. Your difference doesn't make you superior. Am I talking to somebody here? Let me talk to your neighbor. Say, you ain't superior to me. You're not superior to me. No. You are only different. Your shop may be bigger than mine, but my shop is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Your church may be bigger than mine, but my church is touching those that God wants it to talk. Your car, take it out. Your car may be bigger than my car, but my car takes me to where I want to go to. Your house may be bigger than mine, but I have a place in my house where I can sleep. You may be using a stove, a gas cooker, and I'm using a stove. But it cooks my food anyway. Your shoe may be Sanetti, Louis Vuitton. It may be whatsoever label. My own has no label. But it takes me wherever I want to go to. Somebody needs to meditate on your gift. Meditate on your possibilities. Meditate on the hand of God upon your life. Meditate on your possibilities, not your actuality. What I is not compared to what I shall be. What you is should not be used to judge what you can become. Let me touch on it, I shall be better than this. Give me a little shout of yes! Meditate on what God is saying to you. Meditate on what God is saying to you as I go. 1 Timothy 4:14, he said, Timothy, my son, meditate. I want you quickly to meditate, give attention to the gifts that is on you by the prophesying of the presbyter. He said, I've laid some hands on you. There's some gifts on you, and I've spoken some words over you. Meditate on those words. Meditate on what God is saying through his word. Meditate on what God is saying through his spirit. Meditate on what God is saying through his servant. Meditate on what God is saying to you by revelation. Don't allow your situation to overwhelm your revelation. Your revelation is your future. Your situation is your circumstance. Revelation is superior to situation. If you embrace your revelation, you will soon overcome your situation. Somebody shout revelation. Say it like you're in the revelation. In Genesis chapter 24, in verse 62, Genesis 24, in verse 62, the power of meditation. Pastor, you're going to like this. And Isaac came from where? He came from the way of the where? Lahairon. For he dwelt in the south of the country. Verse 62. And Isaac went out to it to meditate. In the field, Isaac went out. Let me talk a little bit about it. Get out of what is limiting you. And Isaac went out. You need to go out. Step out of what is pressing you down. Step out of what is keeping you down. And Isaac went out. To meditate in the field at the eventide. Look at what the Bible says. And as he was meditating, he then lifted his eyes from the place of meditation and saw. That's what happens when you meditate. You see. Those who meditate, see what they meditate on. You're not getting what I'm saying, yes? I feel like flying, I tell you. Those who meditate, see what they meditate on. If you meditate on crippled legs growing out, you will come to a meeting where you are ministering and crippled legs will be growing out. The reason why miracles are not taking place in our meetings is because we are not meditating on miracles taking place. Meditate on growth, dematerialize it. You will come to a meeting and you will see. And he went to the field to meditate, Pastor Zion. And he lifted up his eyes and he saw. If you will meditate and see yourself with your husband married, you will lift your eyes and you will see him. Those who have engaged themselves in productive thinking in the world of meditation, when they see the result, they recognize it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He lifted up his eyes and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. That's what happens when you meditate, sir. You will see the camels coming. When you go and sit down, meditating on scriptures. As you keep meditating. By the time you bow your head and be meditating. Meditating on his word. Kings and queens shall be your nothing mother. And your nothing father by yourself. Me. Kings and queens. Because I won't be working for them. Oh, no. So kings and queens shall be my nothing mother. Nothing. So kings and queens will become nothing to me. Nothing mother. They will become nothing mother and nothing father. Kings and queens. Kings and queens will be my nothing mother and nothing father. Please, it's made instrumental for me. I'll put it in my ear. It's in my iPod. So I'm listening. Kings and queens will be my. Wait, so. Let me take the iPod off. So you mean governors will be my nursing mother and nursing father? So you mean people in position of authority will come to serve me? Oh, so you mean I have a destiny with people in great positions? Oh, so I'm not just somebody that will be working in the office of those people, and it's a big privilege for me to work in the office. So God, you are saying that it is a privilege for them to be associated with me. I can see them coming. I see things around me.
that whatever you see, whatever you are seeing in the face of meditation, your mouth must begin to say it. I see kings. I see queens. I see the riches of the Gentile becoming mine. I see it. And please, the problem in the Pentecostal church that most of them will say, I see. There is actually no scripture backing your seeing. Meditation should precede confession. It is from meditation that we confess. I see. And then the Bible says, when he lifted his eyes, he saw, and he beheld, the comments were coming. Let me prophesy in the name of Jesus. From today, whatever you engage your mind, whatever you engage in meditation over, you will lift up your eyes, you will see them coming. I said you will see them coming. Whatever you see of that building, you will see it happen. Whatever you see yourself doing, you will see it happen. Whatever you see yourself carrying, holding, you will see yourself carrying and holding. Wherever you see yourself traveling to, you will go there in the name of Jesus. From today, whatever enters your mind will enter your hands. I said it will enter your hands. As you lift up your eyes, you will see, and the promise will be coming to you. If you receive a shout of behavior in the house of
all eyes closed, all heads bowed, everybody remains standing.